Yeah, well, some days it just happens that way, Fred. I don't have any control over it. What you need to know is that it is 1930 UTC, the time at which the Dubious Goals Committee always begins. My name is Tobe. I'm practicing some new unusual timing features in my speech pattern just to be an idiot. I'm also the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee, and I happen to be sitting in my car that we are going to leave right now. He exits the automobile with such style and grace as to shock all the witnesses and participants of the Dubious Goals Committee. I am walking. How many cars are here? Somebody's just leaving. So we got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 cars, including mine. One is leaving. Where am I? Take a guess. If you guessed Herrenhaven, you'd be correct. There is a large SUV with somebody in it sitting in front of the Mulhall's property gate. Okay. Whatever. Don't need to know what's going on. And as I walk around the building, it is unusual to not see these trees here. These trees that somebody felt needed to get cut out. Whatever. So I'm walking by the dragonfly pond. It's still half covered in ice. Good chunks of ice in there. That's a big circular bit of ice that is at least 5 meters in diameter. I wonder how thick it is. It's white. It's a few centimeters thick still. All right. So now, before we walk into the forest, I think I want to walk up here onto the bocage just to see what's going on. See what I can see back in here. I'm seeing lots of little green painted stumps. If you haven't heard the news, all of that terrible invasive species stuff, which, if memory serves, is some kind of honeysuckle, some blah 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 invasive death honeysuckle, I don't know what it is. I forget. Sam told me once, and I knew the name for a couple of days until my brain decided, yeah, that information's not all that important. We don't need to remember this. And so that memory address was vacated for more important things. As I look around, I can see a marmot hole or two. They have not been cleared out. No marmot activity yet. That's what we should have done. We should have gone over to Tranquility and gotten down into the creek. And maybe, I hear something weird though. We should have gone down in the creek, see if we can see any marmots. Marmots popping out. It's kind of an early spring here. Or so it would seem so far as I walk into the forest. We have been fooled before. A few years ago, it's been more than a few years ago, that's how I lost my little tree. I had this one little tree, I don't even remember what it was, like maybe a Japanese maple or something. Some small decorative tree that the previous owner of the house planted just before they moved out, you know, to give the house some more value. Well, that was great until the second year I lived in my house, and we had an early spring like this, and it got up to like 70, 75 degrees for a couple weeks. All the trees started budding and everything, and my little tree started to bud and everything, and then boom, instant winter again, 0 degree temperatures, instant freeze, froze my tree to death. And now I no longer have that tree, which is sad, but you know, such is life. Sometimes we lose trees. All right, so as I walk through the forest, it's all still very brown, oh so very brown, on this extremely warm day. It's close to 60 degrees F. The F stands for freak out. So it's about 15 degrees Celsius. It's about somewhere between 13 and 15 C. All right, and I have something. I found something we need to look at, but we need to go off path. Yeah, nobody's looking. Plus, what nobody seems to remember is I have special dispensation to go off path. I'm going over here to this, what would appear to be a marmot den. Did we know that there was a den over here? Because there looks like this has been cleared out. It looks like somebody's been in here. Somebody been in here? No, there's some human footprints in this dirt. Yeah, there's a mati hole under this log. Big log, big mati hole. But no, this marmot den is not in use. Not yet. So I'm looking around. I'm looking for more dead stumps. We need this stupid plant cleared out here so my marmots can have room to move around. So they can do some marmot business, which is very important business in the forest. Marmot business. Wait, how did I get in here? How am I getting... Yeah, okay, go that way. Okay. Back on the path here. Oh, and I didn't grab any Kleenexes or anything. I knew I was forgetting something. I managed to grab a whole bunch of other stuff. But I did not bring my camera. And I forgot to grab those Kleenexes off the counter. Oh well, hopefully my nose won't start running like crazy. Alright, so here we are at the crossroads. I'm seeing lots of stumps and green stuff. Here's some people walking out of the back 40. A kid and his dad. Why don't we have school today? Well, maybe we don't. Spring break is probably soon. It might be now. I wouldn't know. It's always spring break for our little Tobster. It's always vacation for me. Because life is fun when you're in the forest. Yeah, oh geez, walking around towards the sub pond here, there's lots of this stuff cut out. Lots of this blah, 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 invasive, terrible stuff, honeysuckle. The stuff that smells so good. I wonder if any of it will flower. So much of it's getting cut out. If I find any of it this year, I am going to take as many flowers as I can get and maybe scent up some tea. Oh, and here in the sub pond, who's that over there? I can see a couple of geese that are right up here swimming around. Oh, here comes the wind. And I'm looking across the pond and over there hiding under that bank. Is that a mallard? Is there a mallard hanging out over there? Very well camouflaged mallard. A very well camouflaged mallard in a shadow. This guy knows what he's doing. He's hiding well. Let's see if we can quack him. He's shaking his head a little bit. I don't think he looked it up. I think he's preening. Yeah, I think he's preening his hackle. Wait, is that the right part of a bird? Yeah. Wow, we're learning a lot today on Dubious Goals Committee. You just learned a new vocabulary word. Hackle. It's something that a duck has. It is something that I think most birds have. Chickens, roosters, pheasants, exotic birds like cool other wacky pheasants. This isn't the pheasant show, but maybe it should be. You know, I'm not a huge bird guy, but there are some crazy, crazy looking pheasants out there in the world. All right, we're going to walk out to the boardwalk here just to check to see if anything's going on real quick. Oh, we got some geese up close. Oh, I can see back into the secret pond. Because all of this stuff is cleared out, you can see into the secret pond right now. Wow, that's crazy. Crazy, crazy. When it starts leafing up, that might stop. Okay, what do we got here? As I walk out onto the boardwalk, we got two pairs of geese on the inside of the boardwalk. It looks like all the ice is gone. All right, checking the reed line for for muskrat action. Whereas I do not actually see any muskrats, there are a lot of reeds chewed down right here in the muskrat chomp zone, and a big wind comes. All right, I'm scanning the edge of the pond. I do see some more geese way out there, possibly some ducks, but I want to get out of the wind. I'm checking the other end of the boardwalk business. See, there's been dudes walking around in here. There's been a lot of dudes walking around. We got indistinguishable tracks. We've got stuff knocked over. We've got broken reeds. We've got animal paths. And I'm not seeing much of anything else. Some dudes have been walking around here a lot, that's for sure. Yeah, and here's some muddy tracks. Here's muddy tracks on the boardwalk. And these are snoodler tracks. Raccoon tracks. The Nebraska Tanuki. Maybe that's what we should start calling snoodlers instead of snoodlers. Call them the Nebraska Tanuki. I like Tanuki. All right, so I'm heading back into the forest. Yeah. And we're gonna see what else is going on around here. All right, geese are swimming around. Oh, oh, not just swimming around. It's springtime. Listen to that noise. That's the sound of denial. Because it looked like these two geese were going to make some baby geese. Which, you know, we love goslings around here. But apparently one of those geese was not really feeling up to the task. So that's not happening at this time. All right. I'm trying to think of all the other wildlife we need to run into. And I'm thinking, yeah, bevelers. We got to go to the headwaters of Coal Creek. The famous creek in my neighborhood that goes all the way up through Benson and all the way up, well, basically almost to where my hospital is. And that's where the beavers live. We've done that a lot on Dubious Goals Committee. We go there all the time. We should go there now. We'll go there in the next couple days if the weather stays nice. And we'll check to see if there's any beavers, aka bevelers, because they like to bevel things. I'm crossing the land bridge, and I'm looking out over the Billabong, and the water level is back up. When we were here last week, water level was low, but it's back up to about average. Probably thanks to that snow that we had a couple days ago. Oh, and also it rained a little bit. One night, a few nights ago, not much, but it was consistent but light, and you know, all the water adds up and it all flows into Heron Haven, so we're getting some water levels back. But I do want to go to the headwaters of the creek and look for beavers. Oh, there's a mallard, right? Two mallards, hi! I'm walking down the odoriferous corridor, which is not very odoriferous right now because, one, we're trying to kill the plants that make the lovely smell. And two, it's too early for them to flower. And I'm walking right up by Frog Harbor. And 1, 2, 3, 4 meters away there was... Oh, there they are. There was two little duckies. There was two mallards, a male and a female. And I'm talking to them. They don't seem to be interested in what I have to say. They're just looking at me saying, what? What language is that you're speaking to us? We are mallards. You are not speaking mallard. That is not a mallard duck call that you're using. That is just a generic toy duck call for being obnoxious. And I say to myself, he's right. So as I walk into the wall blind and look out over the back of the Billabong, there's still ice. There's still a 5 by 8 meter raft of ice back there, but lots of open water too. I'm not seeing any dudes, don't see any ducks or anything hanging around back there. But one thing we gotta do if we go check for beavers at Coal Creek is we gotta stop by Allison and Nate's house and grab their kids. It's hard to explain, but remember when I went to that egg roll party a couple days ago? Well, we had all our extended family there, which includes my mom's best friend's daughter, Allison, and her husband. And it turns out that they live like a block away from where those beavers live. Maybe a little bit more than that. Maybe 2 or 3 or potentially even 4 blocks away. Maybe a 5-minute walk at tops. And so might have to get them and their kids to go look for beavers. Because I did get an email from my mom last fall that says, oh, Allison wants you to take the kids to blah, 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 Heron Haven and na, na, na. And as I walk around Frog Harbor here, I can still see those mallards. Oh, they're swimming around under some logs in Frog Harbor. I don't see any frogs, though. That's rare. Walking by Frog Harbor, no frogs. So yeah, we're going to have to grab the kids and do some budget nature explorations. Ooh, I hear a sound back there. Yeah, it kind of sounded like a squirrel. It did not keep going, our sound. So soon I will become a tour guide, a nature tour guide, educating urban children about cool things in nature. Because even just because you live in the middle of a city doesn't mean you don't have wild dudes running around everywhere. We do here. We got all kinds of crazy stuff running around in our... Oh, that reminds me of something else. I saw a skunk the other day. Where was I going? Oh, I think I was driving over to the egg roll party. And I saw a skunk, a road-killed skunk. And it was, if I remember correctly, it was right over there. So skunks could be in Heron Haven. I've never actually seen a skunk here. And that makes no sense because there should be some here. The Papio Valley is like skunk central. And so you'd think they would come up into here. But for some reason, in all my time coming here, which has been, what, a decade? I have never seen a skunk here. And skunks, I haven't seen any in a long time. Like 8 years ago, I was seeing them often. Then didn't see any for the longest time, like 5, 6, 7 years. Then like only like last year or the year before did I start seeing them again. And I haven't seen one here, but we want to see one here, don't we? Wow, now there's a marmot den that looks like it's dug out. Let's get a little bit closer here. Is that fresh tracks right there? Oh, wow. Is that dug out or not? There's loose dirt and everything. Huh. Is there Mati in there? Hey, Mati, are you in there? There might be a Mati in there. We don't know. So, yay, skunks are coming back. And as I cross the bridge that overlooks the turtle reproduction pond, I'm seeing 2 geese sitting on a log. And that's about it. That's about it. But yeah, we got a lot of urban wildlife here in my city, in my fair city. Foxes, deer, marmots, skunks, muskrats, turkeys, herons, cormorants, egrets, turtles, including snappers. And what else? Otters. I have seen the craziest things in the middle of this city. And I've seen a lot of them here. Also at my house, turkeys. We got raccoons running around. We got every kind of dude running around in my town. You probably have them in your town too. You should go look for them. Oh, but you can't. because you're stuck in a cubicle farm for 10 hours a day for your salary. You can get your salary. 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 Chances are you'll go far. All right, there's what I want to see. Yeah, look at that big boy. I'm sneaking my way up to the big blind. And because there's no leaves on anything, I can see out over the water before I get there. And guess who's out on that log? On the main log. Oh, we got some geese right up close here. Okay, not a lot of geese out here today. But we do have two geese standing on this near log on the tree that fell right by the blind. We got, you know, half a dozen, there's a dozen, there's two dozen. We've got a dozen geese or more, dozen and a half, maybe two dozen geese on Goose Island. Another half dozen swimming around. Another dozen clear on the other side. Oh, there's some more mallards. And over here on the main log. Oh, he moved. He must have heard me. We've got turtles. We've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18. Is that a 19th one there? We've got 18 or 19 smaller Western painted turtles, ranging from tiny, from like, you know, 4 centimeter carapace, up to fairly big guys. There's like an 18 centimeter carapace out there. But one of our snappers was on the log. And I made too much noise. And he jumped back in the water. And I bet he's on the other side of the log. We can't see him from here. Yeah, but I got to see him for a second. So yeah, the snappers are out cruising. I do not see any more ice here on the main lake. None whatsoever. So that's good. I wonder if we're going to get any coots this year. I haven't seen any coots. I don't know what kind of coots we get here, but they're black and they're interesting. They look like small ducks without butts. They are the buttless wonder ducks of Heron Haven. And I haven't seen any in a few years. So I'm looking around for other unusual waterfowl, because it is at this time of year we also start to see weird dudes like cormorants, and I'm not seeing any now. I'm looking up into the trees too for cormorants and blue herons. I don't see anything right now. How long is it going to be before we see a blue heron? Well, it's probably not going to be very long, I'll tell you that much. I'm still just looking around. Oh, there's a little tiny turtle in the water looking up at me. Hi, buddy. Look at that little guy. He's got his legs splayed out. He's swimming. Oh, he's going to dive. Dun, dun, dun. Let's see. His carapace is about 6 centimeters. He's a little guy. He's diving. Oh, he's coming back up. He's coming back up. He's going to be tricky. He's surfacing between some reeds because he thinks, oh, I won't be able to see him. Oh, he's looking back up at me, and I'm saying, hi, little turtle dude. I'm not gonna hurt you. I'm not gonna eat you. I don't eat turtles. I just wave at them. Hi. Man, we should have brought some tea out here today. I actually thought about it. You know, with my convenient new tea carafe and everything, I'm going to have to start bringing tea to Heron Haven so I can sit around, drink tea, and, you know, look at dudes and stuff. I'm going to count this little turtle here that's staring up at me as number 20. Hi, number 20. He's checking for food along all of these reeds and stuff. He's swimming around looking for delicious turtle snacks. He's looking up at me. He's very suspicious of me. I'm like, don't worry, dude. I'm not here to steal your turtle snacks. Tasty turtle snacks. Available now at Heron Haven. Beautiful, beautiful. Sun is shining in. It's actually almost kind of hot. Yeah, but I gotta think of some way to get some tea out here. I'm gonna have to carry like three things. I gotta carry the magic digital computer radio transmitter that allows me to transmit my radio show from various locations. And then I would also have to carry the carafe of tea, and I would have to carry a cup to drink the tea from. Three things. Only have two arms, which is a hand plus an arm. I'm now walking up the loop path so I can look down into the main pond to see if there's any other weird dudes out here. And I'm not seeing any. So what I'm going to need is some kind of backpack that I can carry the carafe in. I can carry the little cups in my pocket. I'm going to have to get some more cups, though, in case I run into people. So then I can say, hey, you want some tea? I'm looking down into the ravine. A lot of birds. A lot of birds flying around. Should I be looking for big walking birds? Big turkey type of birds? I'm looking. I'm not seeing much of anything. All right, just keep going. Let's get to the top of the hill and then we can start wrapping this up. So I'm thinking I need to start taking tea with me into the forest so I can drink tea in the forest. And maybe I should bring a little table with maybe a little tablecloth. And that way I can roll some dice and play some dice games and drink tea in the forest. Because, you know, where else are you going to do stuff like that? I'm at the top of the hill. I don't see anything. I'm going to start walking down the hill. So I just got to figure out the logistics for how to go about transporting tea. And that'll be something we can work on. Geez, I don't feel like going home. I think I'm just going to walk around in the forest all damn day. That seems like a really good idea right now. Feeling pretty good. Getting some exercise. My Achilles tendon is not too bad. I think I'm getting it worked out. My back doesn't hurt. My neck doesn't hurt. Everything is beautiful. Yes. Dun, dun, dun. I'm just walking around in the forest because I can. Yeah. Having a good time. Doing lots of wacky stuff. Alright, well, so what are we going to do? Walking back over the bridge that overlooks the turtle reproduction pond. Yeah, I also brought my siren with me. Just because I can. But we've reached the point where it's time for me to tell you that you've been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, live from Harrenhaven during the springtime, starring me. My name's Tobe. I'm the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every damn day at 1930 UTC right here on Anon Radio. Oh, I think I'll keep walking around.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.